the rest of the story. Independence is a filmmaker's dream. That was the whole idea behind Liberty Films. That's why the founding partners named it Liberty Films. The company's trademark, symbolic of its executives' newfound freedom from the major studios, was a joyously tolling Liberty Bell. But the Liberty Bell, as you recall, is cracked, and so imperceptibly at first was Liberty Films. And that brings us to the rest of the story. During World War II, most of Hollywood enlisted in the Army, not only actors, directors, producers as well. Toward the end of the war, a small group of filmmakers in uniform began contemplating what peacetime held in store for them. Among them were three colonels, Sam Briskin, George Stevens, Bill Wyler. At any rate, the motion picture industry had changed during the war years, had regressed to the kind of assembly line movie making that Briskin, Stevens, and Wyler found distasteful. And so, before their uniforms went into mothballs, these three decided they would declare their independence. When they got out of the service, they would form their own production company. They'd call it Liberty Films, and they did. They made the announcement January 1945. Officially, they were incorporated 3 months later. Liberty's first deal with RKO Studios called for 9 movies, and the first in that lineup was a property RKO had purchased 2 years previous on the advice of Cary Grant. It was a short story by Philip Van Doren Stern called The Greatest Gift. RKO intended to produce it, put their screenwriters to the task of adapting the story, but all attempts were unsatisfactory, so Liberty Films bought it. Liberty Films bought The Greatest Gift from RKO for $50,000 and promptly put their own screenwriters to work on it. Innumerable drafts later, they had a shooting script and a shooting schedule and an outstanding cast, and yet that was not enough. The movie was made, it was released, and despite a valiant promotional rescue mission by the stars who traveled town to town trying to sell it, it was a box office failure. On Variety's list of 1946-1947 releases, it ranked 27th, and worse still, it dragged Liberty Films down with it. For within 4 months of the picture's general release, the independent company that had produced it was on the block and sold to Paramount, and that was that. Oh, there was someone involved that I neglected to mention, a fourth United States Army colonel who was among the co-founders of Liberty Films, the company's president, in fact, a name you know, director Frank Capra. But until now, you never knew that a short story entitled The Greatest Gift cost Capra his big chance for independence in the motion picture industry. Perhaps because you know the story by another title. A cup of motion picture poison that destroyed Frank Capra's film company and nearly killed his Hollywood career. But then you know that movie, not as The Greatest Gift, but as It's a Wonderful Life. And now you know the rest of the story.